And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get it going for you right now. The Bad Axe Police Department is reporting the results of its latest traffic enforcement effort. Police say officers spent about 5 hours conducting targeted enforcement on Wednesday, July 29th, focusing on North Van Dyke Road through the business district, along with East and West Huron Avenue. During the initiative, officers made 36 traffic stops and issued 36 citations. Most were for hands-free driving violations, with 26 tickets issued. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding and 4 for improper lane usage. Among those ticketed were 2 commercial truck drivers. One was cited for speeding, while the other was ticketed for violating Michigan's hands-free driving law. Police note that commercial vehicle violations can carry steeper penalties and may affect a driver's commercial license. Chief Sean Weber says the department plans to continue conducting traffic enforcement initiatives throughout the city at various times. Police add that the efforts are driven by citizen complaints, crash history, and repeated traffic violations, emphasizing that the department does not receive revenue from the fines that result from traffic stops and that the goal is improving roadway safety. In Huron County District Court, the case of People v. Smith moved to the next stage. Christopher Allen Smith, represented by defense attorney Michelle R. Siv, appeared before Judge Ferris to face charges of larceny between $1,000 and $20,000, along with larceny from a motor vehicle. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani outlined a potential plea agreement under the terms the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to the first charge and in exchange for the dismissal of the second, contingent on full restitution. This offer is tied to a separate pending felony case. Mr. Smith waived his right to a preliminary examination, and Judge Ferris bound the case over circuit court for arraignment. Scheduled for August 10th at 9 a.m., bond will continue as previously ordered. Huron County District Court Judge Ferris sentenced Justin Terrence Kennedy. Kennedy, represented by defense attorney Michael Morawski, faced charges of operating while intoxicated and refusal of a preliminary breath test. The court noted Kennedy's current enrollment in detox and counseling programs. Judge Ferris ordered 18 months of probation, 30 hours of community service, and $1,115 in fines and cost. Kennedy received credit for 1 day already served in jail. The court also cited Heidi's Law, warning that any future alcohol-related driving offenses would result in a felony charge and permanent license suspension. And we'll be right back after these brief public service announcements.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So what's your idea of a 10?
I love guys who don't text and drive.
Girls that wait until they're parked to text? Bro, instant 10.
I don't know, but I got the ick when I went out with this boy who texted while driving.
10s wait to send. Eyes on the road, not your phone.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we're back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. And we're